6:42, right?
Yes, and I'll call the meeting to order and ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm going to call the roll. Bob Lisy?
Here.
Okay, Danny Soto, he'll join us when he can. Linda Fusco, I'm here. When Danny joins us, we will hopefully have a quorum. So we can't really vote on the minutes because we don't have a quorum, but Bob, you had the opportunity to look over the minutes for March 3rd.
Both. Yes.
The special meeting, March 5th. Okay. So
read both.
Any changes? My only on the minutes from March 5th, the end of the first page, it says Mr. Moto made a motion that
needs to be Soto.
All right.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't have any questions on them.
I didn't either. They were fine.
Okay, good. So we'll move on to Imagineers. Maria, you've had a chance to look at Maria's and Ken's report. Zuri, you as well. You had a chance to look at the report. Is Zuri in?
No.
I don't think she is. Bob, do you have any questions on Imagineer's report?
No, not on that.
Do you have anything that you want to say about it?
No, I mean it's we're still waiting for HUD, to let all the housing companies know what Congress had passed as far as the budget authority. Mm-hmm. So, we're still waiting on that confirmation. We're mid-April pretty soon.
Right. Yeah, it's coming up.
It's always interesting that, then HUD would let us know when the year has already started, what the budget authority is going to be for, for this year. So, we'll get right on it, whatever it is that, they're proposing. We keep going to the waiting list and issuing the vouchers because there is room there, and there's quite a bit of reserves, so we'll keep plugging away issuing vouchers as much as possible. With the expedited waiver approval from HUD, that was paramount, because number one, the CMAP certification. There's a couple of the indicators that have to do with inspections. And because of the pandemic, and then we had that variant that, reared its head again. We were still very volatile. We shied away from, doing the inspections, mostly. They're the interim inspections and the quality control inspections that you have to have a certain pool based on your budget size. So that would have been an issue. So we're foregoing, they approved to forego that CMAP certification and, carry over the last score for Derby. And the payment standards at 120%. I'm not sure if I shared that with you, Linda.
No,
you can have this phone.
I'm sorry?
I saw it in writing, and that's amazing. We have increased considerably.
Yeah. I mean, they'll roll them back. Usually in December is when HUD publishes their FMRs, their fair market rent. And so, and then a housing authority has 90 days in which to make them make the payment standards effective. So that usually happens in January. So these waivers go at the end of December. So it's going to be interesting. Will HUD keep us in that range? you know, because usually the range to set the payment standard is anywhere between 90 and 110% of that FMR. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be huge for the clients because, you know, we issue those vouchers and because the landlords, you know, are asking for the money that they are. And then, you know, families have limited incomes, you know, and to first go on to the program, it's either got to be that 30 or that 40%, no more than 40% of their income going towards rent. And sometimes those rents go beyond that. So we can't lease them up, you know, if it's not within that range. So it's going to be, it's going to be huge. So we're excited.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, this is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so congratulations to Derby.
Thank you. This is wonderful news.
Yeah. And then the, you know, we had talked about doing the purge. Well, we did it a little bit sooner than later. Mm-hmm. So okay. we're starting to get, you know, those responses. So that's going to be good too, because what we saw with some of the issuance, there were some people that weren't responding. So this cleans up the waiting list a bit, and it has a fresher, you know, the ones that maybe, and you know, some folks will get Section 8 somewhere else, or they're no longer interested or not qualify, and they're not calling in to say, hey, take me off of the waiting list, you know. So when you go to the waiting list to issue, you've got to go through all of them, and it might include people that are no longer interested or have gotten Section 8 somewhere else. So we'll keep you updated and maybe for the next meeting, we should have a better picture of what that purge and what that waiting list looks like, you know, to then, you know, make whatever decisions, you know, you how you want us to proceed.
Okay. Okay, good. I look forward to it. This is exciting.
Yeah. And then the only thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was just going to ask Bob if he had any questions or.
Maria answered. It was just about the purge and, you know, the applicants obviously who fill it out and return it back are certainly still interested. The ones that don't return anything, you know, I'll be anxious to see what that number looks like.
Yeah. And I mean, we could also take a look at the last few times that we've gone to the waiting list to issue vouchers and the ones that haven't responded. And usually, you know, we don't like, you know, folks to be off of the waiting list. So what we do is when we send out a letter, then we send out another letter. Unless, right. You know, it's coming back from the post office, you know, right. Saying, you know, undeliverable, but then, you know, sometimes, you know, the mail, you know, we're all human and who knows, but, you know, we send out a secondary letter saying, hey, you haven't responded to the first letter, you know, in hopes that, you know, maybe they didn't think that it was that important, or maybe it just didn't get to, you know, that first letter didn't get to them. So, but, you know, with the purge, you know, we've given them a healthy amount of time to respond, you know, and then if they respond back, like, so if maybe, I don't know, they're on vacation or, you know, they're going away for a while, you know, sometimes, you know, when they come back and we remove them, then, you know, from that effective date, if they come back to us and say, hey, you know, I made a mistake or you know, I didn't get the letter, you know, then, you know, we'll take a look at a situation case by case and put them back onto the waiting list. But typically if they're not, you know, if they're not responding, the letter has come back, then that's a removal from that wait list. So, you know,
okay.
We'll,
thank you.
Before I let you go, let me just see if anybody else signed in. Zuri, are you there, or Diana? All right, Maria, thank you so much.
I just have just one more thing. I'm sorry. I think you were on that letter that came in from, or not that letter, the email exchange that came in from HUD Boston in regards to a VMS review.
Yes. Okay. I sent that right to Ken and said, are you going to do this?
Yeah. So we've already started to plug through some of the stuff that they asked for. The first thing is this, you know, 3-page questionnaire, but we've been through it before. So we'll get all of the materials. We have a healthy thing she gave us because she had, I think she said that she had like 2 other VMS remote reviews that she was doing. So she's giving us until middle of May, you know, to submit everything. So we've already started to work on it. We're not going to wait for the last minute, except for, you know, the numbers, because that could fluctuate. It's still too early for that part, but we could do a lot of that other type of gathering of information so that we're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know it's a big task, and I'm really thankful that you all take this on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your confidence and
always.
Committee.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome to stay, or you don't have to, whatever your pleasure. I think we've lost 2 of our participants.
Okay. Well, I think I'll sign off.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Have a great evening, everyone.
Okay. You too, Maria. And I will call you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Bob, it looks like I missed the additions, deletions, and corrections. Did anybody have any? I don't.
I don't. They're fine.
All right.
Okay.
And is there anybody from the public who's there wishing to speak? Public once, public twice. Okay, no public. I don't know what to do about going forward with the meeting without Lori and well, Diana.
Yeah.
Let me just check. I'm sorry.
Elizabeth isn't on either. We have her report.
No, we do have her report.
Yeah.
And we can go on to that. Did you have any questions on that? I know the format was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Than we're used to getting.
Right. I think the only thing, when she puts together, you know, the her newsletter, if she could include that.
So include what?
Include her newsletter.
With the report.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to read.
Oh, it is. No, absolutely. All right, I'm just making myself a note.
Yeah. And I mean, it's fine. When we get to new business, there's something that we need to do with that.
Okay. All right. I'm just texting Zuri and Diana to see where they are. I know.
Yeah.
I understood Mark to say that he was going to let them in.
Yes.
I wonder if they're muted.
I don't know. We can't communicate.
Not at all. Not at all. And then you wonder, I mean, if I can't even do informational stuff, does it make sense to go forward?
I mean, at least for Diana, I think we could, as long as we can get Danny on.
Right. I'm texting them and they're not even responding to the text.
Huh.
All right. So I'm just going to update. And then I'll text Danny. Let me do that now. Get him on. Okay, so Diana says, I was waiting for your response. Zori says, I'm here.
Okay.
But they must be muted.
I guess. Whoops, somebody's on.
I'm here at Zuri.
Hi, Zuri.
Okay, Zuri.
Good.
Hi.
And, okay, but you're out of the waiting room, so it's just getting Diana on, and I just texted. So what I was saying before is that Danny's working late, but I told him I would text him when it got close to Diana's, so that we could, it's the only thing we really need to vote on.
Right.
Okay.
And the minutes.
And the minutes, yes. Okay, yep. So on old business, Maria Stout from Imagineers gave a verbal along with that. Elizabeth didn't sign on. I think we can ask her to do that from now on. We're on C, request from property owner to purchase land behind Steiger Care. So this is where we are. He went, yeah. He got an A2 survey. He submitted the map. I sent one to Mark Samaruga, our attorney up in Hartford. I gave one to John Rack, who was our appraiser. I have an extra copy. It was interesting because both of them called me on the same day and said, this is very strange, because the A2 survey map done by his surveyor was very different from the map that was on file in the assessor's office. And in fact, according to the A2 survey map, that shed was not on our property at all. And if he wanted, he doesn't have to buy anything from us. He could go to planning and zoning and ask for. Okay, Diana's still not in. Bob, could you do me a favor? Would you text Mark and just ask him to let Diana in and let all him right. know that Danny may be signing in as well?
All right.
Thanks. So I was saying that according to the survey map, which was very different from what we got from the assessor, the shed is not on our property, and actually he doesn't need to buy a portion of our property if he can get a variance from the zoning board, because where he wants to build, it will be out of compliance with zoning. It will be too close. So I told him that. I called Mr. Trojanowski, and he knew. And he said that he wanted to buy the property so that there would be a little extra room. I told him that Mr. Rack said that he needed then to have on the A2 survey some marking, you know, dots or whatever, to show where and how big the piece of property he wants to buy is, that he can't go forward and appraise without that on the A2. Mr. Trojanowski said that he would talk to the surveyor and get that. So I'm waiting back from Mr. Trojanowski to get that done. He talked to me today, and he wanted to know if we could get a plot map for Steiger. If we have them, they're probably in the basement of the new apartments. There's a lot of old stuff there. So I texted Mark today to ask him what they had for us in the assessor's office. And we'll try to work from there. This is not anything that we're going to be voting on anytime soon. There may not even be a need to vote, but I just wanted to update anybody. Everybody, do we have any questions on that?
No. Linda, what is Mark's number? I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me see. It's probably faster than me to do it.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he said he has two other meetings tonight. Okay. Update on the status of Steiger Unit 34. So that's the one where we failed the inspection. And I talked to Herman today. And Zuri, you can chime in if you want to. I understand we're just waiting for the windows. There was specific windows that needed to be ordered. They weren't in stock. And
right.
right? The mold was taken care of. There was mold under the sink that was taken care of. We're just waiting for the windows.
Right, and he said that they should be in Monday, and that it should be move-in ready for May the 1st.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm in now, Linda.
Oh, good, Diana. Okay. We're waiting on Danny, but we're going forward. We're on under old business and update on ongoing issues to Steiger 101A and 101C. So you know that there's been problems with the heating cooling unit. They're the units that are in the wall as opposed to baseboard heat. And it's been going on since, I want to say, December. So it was well before when the warranty lapsed. So Vernon, Austin, the contractor who worked on the building, came out with somebody from Benders. These units were purchased from Benders. And Benders told him today that he needed to go to Daikin. They were made by Daikin. It's the manufacturer. So Vernon told me that. You know, he sent me an email. I asked Herman to call Daikin. Daikin will not speak to him because he's not a licensed contractor. So we went back to Vernon Austin, who told Herman that he didn't want anything more to do with the building and that we should just get our own contractor. Now, I'm keeping notes on this because I've already talked to Mark Samaruga, our attorney. And I think for me, and correct me if you have other thoughts, the important thing is to get these units up and running, especially because it's going to start getting warm. You have people with breathing issues. We've been able to accommodate, as much as I don't like it, with electric heaters. So we've kept them warm enough. But when they need to turn on the air conditioning, it has to work, especially for the people with the breathing issues. So I'm thinking that the thing is to get them working, and then we can go fight it. But I'm taking notes. I'll call the architect, and I'll call the man who helped us get the grant and just let them know what Vernon's attitude is, and take it from there. So Herman today, Vernon suggested somebody in Derby, a heating and cooling company in Derby, and they didn't want to get involved. They didn't want any part of it. So Herman found Giordano Brothers, who I think is out of Shelton. They're willing to come out and take a look. So I think that probably the Housing Authority is going to have to be putting the money out, at least initially, until we can see what we can recoup. I don't know what else to do. Bob, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We got to get those units up and running. I mean, I think the using portable heaters is a little dangerous, but we're beyond the, you know, most of the winter season. You said they are Daikin units?
Yeah.
You know, someone I know who has installed those, not those, but uses Daikin and really likes them. So if Giordano doesn't work out, we might fall back.
Okay. That would be helpful.
And, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Linda.
But they are scheduled to come out. I believe it's April the 21st. I talked with them today, so they are going to come out in a couple weeks to check.
Okay.
And Linda?
Yes.
Just to let you know, I've already gotten a call from 101A that she's been very warm and that she's hoping this is fixed soon because it's getting warm in her apartment. And I told her that it's being, you know, that they're working on it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I know she's very frustrated. She's also frustrated with the with a lack of a back door in 101A.
Right.
And I went out, I don't know if I reported on this last month, but Herman and I went out together. And we agree that what they're calling a kick-out window, I don't know that I could kick it out. And it's actually quite higher than what I would have expected. But I told Herman to get estimates because you have to move the heating and cooling unit. They're going to have to be shifted over if we wanted to put a door in there, or even if we wanted to make a lower window that they could get out. So I asked Herman to get dollar amounts so I can bring it to a board meeting down the road and we can see. At any point, Bob, if you or Danny want to come and take a look at what we're talking about, it probably would be helpful. I go back and forth in my own head. It's a board decision, but it's kind of hard for me, because if we have to spend $15,000 to $20,000 repairing something brand new that was approved by the building inspector and that these folks saw when they moved in. But at any point that you want to get in, I'll go out with you and let you look, and we'll take Danny with us if we can get him to come.
I've been in the unit, but yeah. Well, that's a lot. It could be extensive. And I think moving those units, those heating and cooling units, I don't want to jeopardize what that company might owe us. As they said, well, wait a minute, you moved the units.
Well, that's true as well. That's true as well. I mean, really, they're code inspected and approved. And, so I think that way we're covered. But I can see, especially for the woman in 101, how's she feeling? I can. It would be difficult for her to kick out a window and get out of it. So, but we can, you know, I just wanted to update.
Okay. Yeah, you're
all right. So that's the end of the old business. Now, the new business obviously has to do with discussion of possible action on performance appraisal and proposed salary increase for Diane Prieto. But we can't take a vote without Danny.
Right.
I know how he feels, and he said he would do his best to sign in, so I'm just going to text him one more time. We may need a special meeting. I wonder if there's a way, if one of us calls, we could get him on just by calling. Who's savvy with the phone?
I don't know. I don't want to try it and then I disconnect.
Right. I know.
I'm not sure how I would bring him in, to be honest, Linda.
On my phone, I'm
looking to see if there's anywhere for me to add or conference, and I don't know how I would do that on this phone.
I know. I'm looking at mine too. I just texted him. Why don't we just skip this for a moment and go on down to the subsidized housing coordinator's report? Take it away, Zuri. It's your first.
Okay. Okay, so as far as the financial report, what I printed out was a list of all the vendor payments, so all the vendors that were paid for the month of March.
Mm-hmm. Exactly correct.
Yes, which is attached to this meeting agenda.
Right.
Do you want me to go line by line? Or
no.
If we have any questions, Zuri, we would certainly ask you.
Oh, okay. And then I also took notes on the units. There have been some updates. Let me just pull it out. Okay. So for Unit 34, which we discussed earlier, Herman said the windows are going to be in on Monday, and that instead of a June move-in, it should be ready May 1st or a little bit before then, hopefully. And then Unit 22 at Steiger, Margaret Crouch, who Linda, I know that you said you spoke with probate, and we still have no verification of her death. I also happened to find a note that Shayna left with two of her son's names. And one of the sons did say he was going to drop off the certificate, but they're just not being cooperative. And, you know, we don't have any information online. So it's just kind of pending until we can get verification of her death.
I did talk to the people at the Derby Probate Court, and they said unless somebody files it, they don't get it. Unless somebody files if you have an estate that needs to be dispersed, if somebody comes in to do that, they don't have a copy. I spoke with Mark Garofalo. Mark said it wasn't filed yet. So there probably to date hasn't been a service. So he said as soon as he gets a death certificate, he'll let us know and he'll get us a copy. But there just doesn't seem any other means. If the family doesn't drop it off, then we don't have a way to get it.
Right. And then also for Cecia Manor, John Barber in Unit 52, he's already picked up the keys and signed his lease, so that's already taken care of.
Okay.
54 unit, Nicholas Carolla, he accepted the unit, but Herman's still fixing up a few things, and that should also be ready for May the 1st. Unit 70, the family from South Carolina, they also came in, the Walkers, to sign their lease and pick up the keys. So they're all set. And then we already talked about the units in Unit 101 A and C, which we're still working on. And then also Lakeview, Unit 11, that unit is still on hold because that's the tenant who has the complaint in with HUD for discrimination. So we're just waiting to see, you know, what happens with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Diana and I had pulled the name for Unit 15. We sent a letter out to the next tenant that was on the waiting list to see if they would be interested.
She has until tomorrow to respond.
Right, right. And then if she doesn't respond, then we'll just move on to the next person. And then Unit 22, Kelly Cree, she came in. She's all set. She signed her lease. As far as the resident concerns, I did see one concern where it said the community room at Lakeview was becoming a dump site and where people were storing things. So I just added that here as well, which I believe was also brought to you guys' attention. And then also, I talked to you, Linda, about reliable technologies, and Vinny said that Comcast can now be set up at Steiger, and he's going to get us a quote to see if we can switch over and save some money on that.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I like that.
Yes, he'll get it into me as soon as possible. And I think that was all that I had for my notes here.
Okay. Any questions for Zuri?
No, the only thing I wanted to add, Linda, and Zuri, was also the situation with the door at Lakeview, where they were putting the duct tape
to keep it open.
And Herman said he's removed the tape several times, and someone keeps putting the tape almost like to keep the door open, you know, like 24 hours a day. He doesn't know who's doing it, but he said he's removed it several times.
Well, I think we need to send a letter telling them that if that doesn't happen, then we're gonna just permanently lock the doors, and they're gonna have to come to one of the other sites to do their laundry. I don't know what else we can do.
No, I think you're right, Linda. We got to give them notice that, you know, can't continue.
Okay,
absolutely. That's what. So Danny is in the waiting room, and I have.
I'm here.
Oh, you're in. Okay. So Danny Soda has joined us. And so we're on to new business, and that has to do with discussion and possible action on performance appraisal and proposed salary increase for Diana Prieto. Diana, how comfortable, I don't know how I can get Mark to put us in executive session. How comfortable are you with us having this conversation?
That's fine, I guess.
Okay. All right. So Diane has been with us for 6 years now?
No, it's going to be 4 years now, but it's really because I temped for 6 months, so 4 years and 6 months.
Okay. I knew there was a six there somewhere. And she has done exemplary work. Diana is a very loyal and a very hardworking employee, and she goes above and beyond every day. Her ability to speak Spanish has been a godsend, and she has really gotten the trust and the respect of the residents, and I really appreciate that. So I'm making a proposal. I'll make a motion that we increase her salary by $2.25 an hour. That will bring a monthly, at least an annual increase of $4,095. Can I have a second to that motion?
I second that.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, Linda. Diana, you know, you've done an outstanding job, and we've gone through a lot of changes, and you've been a constant, which, you know, for us as commissioners is really, you know, we need it. You know, we need that consistency, and you have provided that. So absolutely, it's worth it. And I agree.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I enjoy what I do. And like I told Linda, I said, you know, I'm in it for the long haul, as long as, you know, I enjoy what I do. You know, I really do. And I, you know, I really care about all the residents as well.
Yeah.
It shows. It really does. Danny, any comments that you'd like to make before I ask for a vote?
No. I'm good too with it too. It's hard to get good people, and we'd rather keep what we keep with a familiar face than starting all over what you guys just went through to have to start that all over again as well. So I'd rather see Kate stay within.
And she's a good support for Zuri too. Zuri, I think you would say that.
Yes.
Having her there with some experience has been helpful.
Oh, yes. Yes. We were talking about that today. We're a great team. She helps me out a lot. And yes, if I can vote, I agree as well.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
so you. we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. Aye. Motion carries. You got it.
Thank you, Diana. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. You're welcome. So that brings us to the end.
Wait a minute. Now that we have Danny, let's approve the minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Danny, did you look at the minutes?
Yes, they're good. Okay. I approve.
Okay. So a motion to accept both sets of minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the March 3rd, 2022 and the special meeting of March 9, 2022.
Wonderful. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. And Bob, did you tell me you had something for that you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, it was just something for new business, maybe for next month, that we need to begin the process of our resident representative on the board. Now that Elizabeth we need to start that.
Yes, we do. And actually, I have good news. So Kathy Ducharme, who you know was a board member and who did the last election, came to me. She's she went back to school. She wants to be a geriatric social worker. And she asked if she could intern with us and asked, did we have a special project? And I said, as a matter of fact, we do.
Yes, we do.
She's like, oh my God, that's perfect, because I have all of my notes and I have all of my records from last time. I think she might be waiting till she gets done with school. You know, she's a librarian in the public school system. So I think maybe May, if we can wait, she'll take it on.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. I know. Sounds because that's good. A huge undertaking.
That was all.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else anybody else wants to say?
Any word on when we could start meeting in person?
You know, if we could find a place outside of City Hall, I would start them. I mean, if we could try a community room, if people are comfortable with doing that, because for whatever reason, Derby is not opening up their City Hall for meetings yet. The last time I talked to the mayor, I think you were on the phone with me, Danny. He said that they were trying to get some hybrid equipment so that people could do both. And I still think people could do both. But I'd be willing to move the meetings out to one of the community rooms. Maybe we can rotate them. They're not big, and I don't know that we can accommodate a lot of people, but it'd be one way to get people to come back.
Yeah.
Bob, what do you think about that?
Yeah, right? I mean, we saw the same people, you know, when we were up in the City Hall, and the residents, you know, we need to hear from them.
So we haven't had input from them since Since before the pandemic, or just about the time the pandemic started.
Been 2 years.
It has. And the one good thing that I heard from Zuri today is that they put up a cell phone tower over by Steiger. So now Steiger can get online. They can have computers. They can have better cell phone service. It's going to work much better. But still, I mean, that's a good thing, but it's not going to help with, you know, face-to-face contact, which to me is the most important. The mayor has resumed his monthly meeting or quarterly meetings with them. So it's not like they're not meeting in the community rooms at all.
I do think, though, that there should be an option to Zoom for some of our residents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll continue with the Zoom. I think we can do both.
Linda, and I think that Lisa has sent something out to the residents too, I guess, to see like what they needed or what they were comfortable with as far as computers. And so maybe, you know, she can also help them or, you know, as far as getting on computers or doing the Zoom.
All right. So let's try for next month to do a meeting, a hybrid meeting on our own. And we'll start at maybe CC because we know CC has Wi-Fi. We'll start there. And maybe Lisa can help us at least show us how we set that up, you know, what it would look like and get the information out to tenants who can either come or they can call in if they're still worried about, you know, COVID, whatever mm-hmm. it is. We can wear masks. Mm-hmm. We can do whatever. But Danny, I agree with you. It's time.
Yeah, everything else is open. I mean, everyone's on masks. It's an option. Even the schools. It's an option. I don't see why we can't start meeting in person. They don't feel comfortable. They could, like you said, they could wear masks, gloves. If not, just set up like when I do the board meetings in Bridgeport, they have both. They have the actual meeting and they have live streaming. So they can't make it. They could still watch it at least and listen. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's an option we could do.
Okay. So, Bob, you good with this? I'll set up next month's meeting over at CC Manor.
That's fine.
All right. We'll give it a try and see how it goes.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Sounds good to me. All right. Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, I'm good.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then yes, I'm glad you signed it. 7:24. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Second, Danny? Okay.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Congratulations. Bye-bye. Nice job, Zuri. Thank you. Your first time. You did a great job.
Thank you.